But in like manner, people shouldn't say that we reprobate people. You know, I don't have anybody in my church who reprobates anybody. Right. You're giving them a little too much power. Okay? A little too much power. No one has the divine ability to reprobate anybody. Right. Well, you know what we mean. You're just trying to say that they're not saved. No one's saying that anybody's not saved. Folks, we as a church, we know what this word means. Amen. We know who is designated for. Yep. And let me just say this, just to close with this, okay? Anybody in my church who makes comments on a public platform, to anybody listening, just know this, before you criticize what they say, just remember this, they probably got it from me. So think about that for a second. Before you go on and criticize the individuals in the church, you know, just recognize they're probably repeating what their pastor has said. They're probably standing in the same position that their pastor is standing in. And look, I'm not saying we can't disagree. We can definitely disagree respectfully. Respectfully. Right. Where you could say, you know what, I disagree with I heard what your pastor said about that. I disagree with that. You know, but hey, let's keep serving God. Let's keep soul winning. I love your church. I love what you guys are doing. That's a respectful way to disagree. Yeah. Right? But just keep in mind, if you rebuke someone from my church who makes a statement, just know this, their pastor probably believes the same exact thing.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father,